This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's a Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And joining us, Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission right here on our north shore of Pittsburgh. And you can see Jarrell Gilliam on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and on our KDK Radio YouTube page. We added that since we last talked, Jarrell. Good morning.
Wow. Good morning. I like the YouTube page edition.
Yeah, it makes it easy, too, because you could just pop it on the TV at home, and it's you forget you're watching radio. Anyway, appreciate your time this morning. When we last talked, by the way, it was a very successful golf outing renamed in honor of Tunch and Wolf. Yes. And it was very emotional to be there for that moment. Yes. But in their good names, you continue your great work. So we thank you for that. And
we thank you so much for participating in that. And we're just committed to keeping your legacy going. I love seeing at the beginning of the Steeler training camp, there was a shout out to Craig and their work continues through us at Light of Life.
And that said, speaking of football, there was talk, a lot of talk yesterday, by the way, as you are aware, that between now and the NFL draft in April, so many different entities are trying to, as we would say in Pittsburgh, red up the region, which yes. includes the city, yeah. which includes the unhoused, the homeless people trying to eliminate the encampments, find places for them. So I wanted to check in with you and see what the status is right now in our city.
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag for me. I think as you go around, you don't see the camps in the traditional places that you've seen before. And so I know a lot of people are championing or excited about that, celebrating that. But what our outreach team is discovering is that people are just being dispersed and they're going further up the river and they're finding other places to go. We know from last year, Larry, that it's about a 60% increase in those experiencing homelessness. That's by the point in time count by the county, which that count we know nationally can be anywhere, the actual number can be anywhere 3 to 5 times that amount. And so when you think about that, although we had good success and positive direction with 500 and 500, there's just a lot more people that are out there. And what we were hoping was that we would take a page from some of the other cities and that we don't just invest in dispersing camps, but we look at long-term investment so that we are having more transitional housing so that we can actually get people off the street.
And that said, I'm curious because I know compared to other cities of our size or larger, the problem isn't as great, though it has grown substantially since COVID, as you're acutely aware. And for the first time, I've noticed even blocks from where your headquarters is, as you turn to go on to 279 from the city, I noticed tents popping up inside that fenced-in area. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have. Yeah, they're getting more and more creative. I've seen some fences cut and people getting into those areas. And so, you know, I've heard of people having more of suggesting more aggressive types of fines and imprisonment. And even on a national level, you see people talking about that. But that doesn't solve the problem. We first have to build our capacity to give people an option. Then once they have the option, we can help them to have transportation or to make the choices to get there. But we first have to build our infrastructure. And that's where I'm hoping that even now, even at this late date, that we'll start investing more in the services that are out there. And communities, we have a great tradition here, Larry, where faith-based communities, other nonprofits that have recovery homes and houses that are around, they have other outreaches that are out there. They want to make a difference, but they just need a little help. And so if funding can make their way to all of the, we want to get all the tools on the toolbox, not just those who want to have the lowest barrier as possible or no barrier, but also for people who are saying, you know what, I want to be around people who are not using because I want to get off of this myself. So we should have places for them to go as well, instead of having a one-size-fit-all approach.
Tell us about a situation, because the stereotypes are so ingrained in that homeless, that they're all people dealing with mental illness or addictions, but that's not the case. And there are, I'm sure, what are the percentages do you estimate that people that are experiencing those things compared to people who just don't have a place to live?
Yeah. Well, the mental health side of it is complicated because, before we used to say that around 50% of those who are experiencing homelessness have some type of mental health diagnosis. But since COVID happened, and we see the increase, not just of severe mental health, but also just depression and other things, it's now close to 90% of those that come to us are having some type of dealing with some type of mental health issue. The illustration, Larry, I like to use a lot is having a poster up that has four different types of people. You have students, like somebody looks like a college student with a backpack. You have a woman, looks like at Point Park pushing a stroller. You have a person dressed in a suit and tie, and then you have a person holding a sign of homelessness. And the question is, which of these are homeless? The truth is, to your point about the stereotypes, each of those represent those who are experiencing homelessness. The fastest growing population is women with children. The thing that's been even more heartbreaking, Larry, more recently in the last year in particular, we've seen an uptick of older adults who are experiencing homelessness without a history of drug and alcohol or mental health. They just are unable to stay in their apartments anymore. They're unable to afford it. Or in some heartbreaking situations, the adult children are not able to keep their mom or their dad or their uncle in their home anymore. And they're bringing them to our shelter and saying, we need a place. We have women and children, which we know has been growing, but you can pass somebody downtown and just think, oh, this person is just taking a stroll. But you just have no idea that this woman who's at Point Park walking with her child needs a place to stay. We have some men that stay in our shelter that have jobs downtown. They get up, they get dressed, they put on a suit and tie, But they, through different economic situations, domestic situations, they don't have a place to stay. And they're trying to they just need a place in order to find that next step. So the stereotypes, we have to obliterate those. And we also have to be aware that that people are people. And we need to treat them with dignity and respect. And sometimes some of the solutions that are being offered of even like sanctioning encampments in certain places, we can do better here in Pittsburgh. We have places that with a little bit of investment, we have blighted buildings. We have hotels and motels that are not being used. With a little bit of investment, we can flip those around and use them to help people get a step out of poverty and addiction. And that's what I hope we could do, and we're ready to do that.
Paul has an important question.
Jarrell, I was thinking as I was going through some items at my home, I've been trying to clean out some things, and I ran across a number of small kitchen appliances, some eating utensils, some plates and dishes, and I thought, I should donate these, and then you guys came to mind, and would you please explain how I could do that and how other people can make a donation so we can help the people who are transitioning into housing?
Well, thank you for that, and yes, we'd be happy to do that. You go to our website, lightoflife.org, you'll see on there ways that you can participate. One of the things that we celebrated just a few months ago was the opening of our community center. That's not too far from our shelter, and there we have a food pantry, we have a furniture bank. We also have a section there that for clothes and donations that are given. And so any of your supplies there, we can take them, because remember, if a person is given an apartment, it's just an apartment. It's just four walls or a couple rooms. They still need a bed. They need furniture. They need utensils. And so we need everything to help a person make an apartment into a home or a house into a home. And also just appreciate the fact that this time of year, Larry, every time of year, people are on vacation, there's always a dip in people giving. And so we would appreciate a special gift during this time as we're trying to get through this season as well. There's been challenges with federal funding. We don't rely as much on that as other organizations, but the organizations that we work with are deeply impacted. Therefore, they end up turning to us. So we're seeing the need go up while the crisis continues to grow. So any help that anyone can give, whether it's in dollars or whether it's in volunteer, look us up.
I appreciate the love and compassion you show to your fellow man and woman. Jarrell, you're a blessing to this town. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Larry.
Lightoflife.org. Time to...
I'm getting sick. Can you tell?
What's the matter?
My voice is just going away and away.
Blame it on the humidity and allergies or whatever. So, Tamira, what's trending?
Deion Sanders.
I heard
get
about
tested,
this.
Get tested, men and women. But men, get tested. Just do it. He unveiled he went through bladder cancer for a very long time, 14 surgeries since 2021.
And nobody outside the family knew it.
And he did not tell his kids because he wanted it to be about them and what their future would hold for them.
Like his son, Shador, who's now in the National Football League with the Cleveland Browns. And he, obviously, the coach at Colorado.
And Shiloh.
And made a lot of news because of what he brought to the table there. But this was breaking news late yesterday.
It was. And there's a clip of what he had to say yesterday.
But this wasn't easy. Men, everybody, get checked out. Because if it wasn't for me getting tested for something else, they wouldn't have stumbled up on this. And make sure you go to get the right care, because without wonderful people like this, I probably wouldn't be sitting here today, because it grew so expeditiously, I could say. But please get yourself checked out.
Now, that said, are we talking about complete remission for him?
Correct. He said he's cancer-free. He's cancer-free, but 14 surgeries. He said he told his sons every time he went to the doctors that it was about his foot, just, you know, going back and again and again, but they had no idea. So imagine you seeing your father, because you could tell it was weight loss and a number of other things happening, and to be in position and place to not tell your kids is absolutely incredible.
Well, in this case, I believe he has to deal with the aftermath, though, even though he's cancer-free.
He's going to have bladder issues, and he said he's going to have a porta potty on the sidelines. Imagine
God bless him, man. It's a tough place to be.
It really is. Jamie Lee Curtis is back at it again.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She slammed the cosmetic surgery industry in a recent Guardian interview, calling it a genocide of a generation of women and warning that fillers, surgery.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Injuries and AI-enhanced beauty standards are erasing natural human appearance.
And, you know, Jamie was kind of back in the day. I mean, she's been an actress her whole life. You know, her dad was Tony Curtis and her mom, Janet Leigh, from... remember the movie Psycho?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So she's been around this her whole life.
Yes.
The glamour part.
Of course.
But she's never been that glamour type, because in that one movie where she won an Academy Award, she's not a glamour star in the movie.
Right. I guess now it's nice to know, because we see the younger and younger women going through these enhancements, in which you rarely hear anyone talk about the negative.
They're so unnecessary.
Yeah, to do. And it's like, I mean, it's a wave. It's trending, and everyone wants to trend. But I'll tell everybody, they should just start trending with tea.
There you go. That's the best advice.
Absolutely.
Today. Trend with tea, and men, get checked.
Yes, please.
Thanks to Tamara. Trending with tea. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and an update first, what's going on in New York?
Yes, Mayor Eric Adams just was on CBS Mornings, Larry. He confirmed some details that we've been reporting since the beginning of the program about the shooter in the mass shooting in Manhattan last night. Here's a short clip of the mayor confirming these details.
He did have a note on him. The note alluded to that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury for those who participate in contact sports. He appeared to have blamed the NFL for his injury. The NFL headquarters is located in the building at 345 Park Avenue. From our preliminary investigation, he took the wrong elevator bank up to the NFL headquarters. Instead, it took him to Rudin Management.
And that was on the 33rd floor. The NFL office is much further below. I think it's 5, 6, and 7, 6, 7, and 8, something like that.
Important to note, he did not play in the NFL or even in college as we understand
it. It was high school football, and he was most recently employed as a security guard in Las Vegas.
So why he would blame then the NFL for his situation, and CTE is only at this point diagnosed post-mortem.
And that is a request that he made, that his brain be in, autopsied for the presence of CTE. Whether or not that's the case is entirely another issue, but I'm sure a lot of people would like to know.
Thanks for the update, Paul. Appreciate it. Normally, when we talk to Gene Walker, we're talking about the Pittsburgh Public School Board and the closings and all of that. And school is right around the corner. Gene is also the managing director for Perscolis, which I understand is Latin, which means through the schools. But this is a New York-based nonprofit that focuses on low-income individuals and communities, offering free programming through grants, donations, and partnerships. And we're going to talk to Gene about that. Gene, good morning.
Hey, Larry. It's good to talk to you about something other than schools.
I know you have had your hands full with that subject, and that's an ongoing issue, and that's not going away. Meanwhile, by the way, you can see Gene on our live stream, presented by Metropolitan Window Company at kdkradio.com. That said, well, tell us about this program, because we keep hearing about all these infrastructures and jobs coming our way, but guess what? They need young people that can do these jobs.
Absolutely, yeah. Perscolis is a 30-year-old nonprofit that started in the Bronx. We've been in Pittsburgh now for 4 years, providing free boot camp style training to adults in the tech space. So we primarily focus on jobs like IT support, cybersecurity, and then we have a couple of others that are offsite and remote for learners to have.
Yeah, and back to the point, we hear there's going to be so much demand, and obviously young people provide, and it goes both ways. We can keep them living here by providing them with things they want to do, and we always hear about the tech that's growing in Pittsburgh. So there are going to be a lot of opportunities for young people.
Yeah, we believe that. We believe that opportunity is something that folks don't always have access to until they have training. And so our job is to make sure that folks are ready for the opportunities when they present themselves. And we work with adults 18 and up and are really trying to focus on helping folks find life-sustaining careers.
So it's not just kids. That's an important notation, because a lot of people, you know, outside of school or older than school age are also looking for new job opportunities.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, about 60% of our learners are over the age of 30. So we're talking about folks that are coming out of, careers they don't like, or careers that or jobs that don't serve their families and looking for a fresh start. And we have the opportunity to participate in that with them.
So how do we make the connection, Gene? And what's the program like, and how long does it take?
Yeah, so we have two separate tracks in Pittsburgh that are in person. Our IT support class is a 13-week program that runs 9 to 4, so it is a full-time gig for the time that you're with us. Our cybersecurity runs for 15 weeks, and we run three cohorts a year for each of those here in Pittsburgh. You can find us at perscolis.org or on Facebook or online. If folks are looking for an opportunity to get some training, they can apply, and one of our recruitment folks will reach out to them. The best part about it is absolutely free. So no one's paying for any of this. We're fundraising to make sure that it stays free for folks.
Yeah, and that's Perscolis, Perscholas. And I'm curious how many people in 4 years have gone through this program, Gina. Give us an example of a success story.
Absolutely. So we've had just over 570 learners come through the Pittsburgh campus in the first 4 years, with a goal this year of another 185 coming through. You know, we've had a ton of success stories. I think the ones that come closest are the five Perscolis graduates that work in the Pittsburgh office currently. We have five folks who came through our program, and right now they're all contributing back to their communities. Three of them are instructors, four of them are instructors, and then one is in our talent solutions who are helping folks get jobs. But what we're really looking at, one in particular, we had a young man that was one of our teaching fellows. He was working with us after graduating from Perscolis. Just before I started in February, he got a job with the city in their IT department and doubled his salary. So he went from about $40,000 a year to $80,000 a year. And for that young man, it's life-changing.
That will get people's attention. Gene, I love this. I love this. I've not heard of Prescalis before, but if you're interested, reach out, prescalis.org, Gene Walker. And guess what? We'll be talking to you soon about the other thing you do, that school board
stuff.
I mean, schools.
More news is coming.
What's the first day of school, Pittsburgh Public? I mean, it's coming.
Ooh, yeah, it's end of September, end of October, 1st of September, somewhere around there. I don't know the exact date, but it's like 4 weeks away.
No, I mean the start of school.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, for Pittsburgh Public. Yeah.
It's not October.
No, sorry, August. Jeez.
Don't scare me like that. I was going to say, when did that change? That would have been breaking news. Yeah, it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, end of August.
All right. Sounds good. Stay cool. Keep up the great work. This is a tremendous program and all free to train people for new opportunities. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
You got it. Gene Walker of the Big K Morning Show.
Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk.
The note alluded to that he felt he had CTE, a known brain injury for those who participate in contact sports.
That is New York City Mayor Eric Adams confirming details about the gunman in last night's fatal mass shooting in Manhattan. He also said Shane Tamura blamed the NFL for his injuries. He wanted to target its offices, but boarded the wrong elevator.
But again, he never played in the NFL, didn't play college football. He played in high school, so not sure why he would blame them, but that's the info we have so far.
Right, and last night the police commissioner said that he had an extensive mental health history. A heat advisory is in effect today from noon through 8 p.m.
Getting some water from my Brita, putting it in my water bottle, and just continue to hydrate.
Hydrate! Take care of your pets, too.
And last night at Oracle Park,
the Pirates have won 6 of 7 after beating the San Francisco Giants 6-5 on Monday night. And the Pirates would take the lead for good in the 7th when Andrew McCutchen hit his 10th home run.
Yeah, 10th home run. And he's in rarefied air, hitting at least 10 home runs in 10 seasons. So I think he's still got it and has been a great contributor to the clubhouse. So way to go, Andrew. Thank you, Paul.
Markets made mixed moves Monday with more record highs as investors reacted to the weekend trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union. The Dow dropped 64 points. The Nasdaq gained 70. S&P added 1 point. Spirits are flying low at Spirit Airlines with a new round of furloughs announced Monday. The struggling air carrier will furlough 270 pilots in November and demote 140 others in October, dropping them from captain to first officer. Spirit exited bankruptcy status in March, but has since faced lower demand for its coach class seats. The airline will also shrink its flight schedule for the off-season. CBS News has learned the palace in the sky presented to President Trump is about to start its transformation to become Air Force One. Qatar announced it would donate the Boeing 747-8 jumbo jet valued at $800 million earlier this year. This week, the two governments are expected to finalize their agreement. Preparations are underway to retrofit the plane to Defense Department security standards, which could cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And just in time to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Broadway hit Hamilton, you can now rock some of the most iconic lines from the musical on a new line of luxury sweaters. Creator Lin-Manuel Miranda partnered with New York-based brand Lingua Franca to craft cashmere sweaters featuring some of his favorite lyrics, including "History has its eyes on you." The crew necks cost $380 for adult sizes, with 10% of proceeds donated to the Gilder Lehrman Institute of American History. That's your CBS Money Watcher report for this Tuesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.